Time, they say, now it's time for the Pixie. Oh, hold on. Commercial first.
Sure.
So you go to a commercial. You come back. Pixie comes out. Pixie does her jump. She falls. She hurts herself. Commercial.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Come back. Pixie ready to go up. Oh, hold on. The commercial will be right back. Come back again a third time. Pixie's ready to do her jump. Jump. She does it. She makes it. The coach runs out. Right at the moment, this message from Isuzu.
Damn them.
Now, I'm watching this. I'm thinking, who is running this? Who is directing this? How can the Olympics... I mean, there has to be some spontaneity. And it wasn't until today that I learned that the whole thing had been taped in advance.
Sure, it was earlier in the day.
They ran it like that absolutely on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why. I would think with something that exciting... Now, if you knew you had the drama
mm-hmm.
of the Pixie seriously injuring her leg,
right.
having to get back up and make another jump with all the pressure in the world... Why wouldn't you run that at, oh, I don't know, 9:30?
Yeah, I agree.
10 o'clock at night when you could
or
really...
Or at least before the 11 o'clock news.
I bet you could stoke that fire. You could do what it is that you guys want to do so much. You could really build the drama up.
The only thing I'm thinking is that perhaps because of the live... They do have legitimate live coverage because the swimming... a lot of the swimming happens in the evening, right? Is that true that some of it
no.
happens in the... Or is,
I was
is that
watching
also
too.
On in the daytime?
I was watching it today live. Before I came into work, like at noon.
Yeah, well, they have the morning swim.
Maybe those
and then
were
the evening.
Heats.
Yeah, the heats are usually in the morning, but I think at night there was live competition, and I'm thinking if they wanted to get it all in there. But I also think that even with that, they could cut down on some of their features and give us the results of the gymnastics that's been over for 3 hours before, especially before the 11 o'clock news. And do they make more money if they go out? I don't think so. I would think that they'd make more money before 11.
See, the thing is, they weren't promoting the fact. They were promoting the fact that Pixie's were going to be out.
Right.
But they never promoted the fact Pixie's going to hurt herself.
Yeah.
The Pixie, and I'm just saying this, for all the gymnasts, they're all lovable Pixies.
Yeah, they never say anything about it being taped.
Right. They never alluded to the fact that, listen, we've got something really, and that's why I couldn't figure why they didn't even at least tease the fact.
In fact, I was watching Bob Costas with Dick Enberg, and he screwed up. He almost tipped his hand because I knew already that they had won the gold. And he made a reference to two live events that had just happened. You know, our female swimmers, the male freestyle relay team, and of course the women's gymnast. Well, we certainly hope they win the gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could tell that he was, when he did his little feature piece on circles.
Circles. The Olympics are
circles.
Also,
I got circles.
Circles.
I don't just dance as well.
I mean, too many of the feature pieces and all that. Let's get athletic competition because I think that's what people want to see.
All right, let's go to our phones. It's Olympic fever. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I can tell you the reason why they don't broadcast the gymnastics at that time.
At a time when everybody can watch? Why?
Because it was in USA Today.
Yes.
Front page.
Yeah.
Obscure agreement with the Russian or the European Olympic Gymnastics Society. You have to break out the USA Today. And they signed for like $200 million 5 years ago, an agreement with them to play it in prime time in Europe. So it could only be broadcast in prime time in Europe.
Yeah, but we live in America. I mean, this is not
the agreement's with the Olympic Gymnastics Federation, not the United States Olympic Committee.
What, NBC signed the agreement? I mean,
NBC
get it.
NBC has to abide by it. Get the USA Today.
All right, listen. That's a DJ's Bible. We should have had that, my friend.
Right. However, Rudy Markey, where is Rudy?
Yeah, where's Rudy? We've got to have Rudy. This is a specialty report.
Is it
Rudy.
In the real part of the paper?
Yes, it is.
See, that's always the part I throw away.
What, is it in the light
USA
section?
USA Today, the front page of the USA Today.
See, I'm color-coded in USA Today. I only read the red and the purple.
Well,
that would be the sports and the entertainment.
To you because I have the USA Today sitting here in the car.
You have it right there? All right, now this says, we're talking about the front page where it says gold medal for gymnasts is
open
like
up.
Miracle
yeah,
on,
open
on
up
ice.
To where the story continues.
All right. Story continues.
Right.
I love this when we're actually educated by our audience. Thank you, my friend.
TV deal forces NBC to go to tape.
Ah.
Because of a TV deal done. Because of a TV deal done 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a TV deal done 2 years ago in Europe. Tuesday's victory celebrations by Shannon Miller, Dominique Monsignor, or whatever her name is, mm-hmm. and the rest of the USA women's gymnastics team weren't live on NBC's primetime Olympic show.
Well, that's the job of the producer should read the paper to tell us that.
Man.
Robbie?
Somebody's going to get blamed.
Robbie?
See, we don't read the details of USA Today.
Robbie, you know we never read the news part of the newspaper.
That's right.
The team triumph came late in the afternoon. The delay was the result of the European Broadcasters Union paying rights of $250 million, right, double its previous fees, mm-hmm, for the Summer Olympics. For stepping up, the EBU asked that the Atlanta Olympics gymnastics team finals be held in prime time in Europe.
Screw Europe, man.
Well, the thing is about that, Europe is tremendously later than us. So even if it was...
Two of the 9 days of gymnastics will be conducted live at night, the men's and women's individual apparatus on Sunday and Monday. No television stations, including NBC affiliates, can replay any of NBC's Olympics events until midnight that day, I guess in Europe, when NBC's primetime coverage ends.
Look at the bottom. Look who wrote the story.
Rudy Marsky!
Rudy Marsky.
That's great.
Hello, is this a, what's it say on my screen? Former Pixie.
Yes.
A former gymnast?
That's me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you one we've heard of before?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was just calling to talk about that. I actually liked the way that it turned out, because I got home from work in time to see it all.
Oh, good. Well, stop the world. It's all for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, the rest of us have jobs, okay? The rest of us have to get up in the morning.
No.
You know, we have to work out, and we have to go get our coffee in the morning. Then we have to make tree houses before we come to do our radio show.
You don't have a 13-month that's waking you up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Not that early.
All right, then.
Yeah. But it actually made it much more dramatic, because Dominique Mochiano, and she's the one Mike was talking about.
Oh, I wish I could pronounce that. Mochiano?
Mochiano.
She's the cutest.
She is really sweet, and she's a really nice girl, too. But it was all up to her, because if she had scored only a 9.497, which isn't that high,
right,
she would have won it right there.
Understood.
She fell on both vaults.
That should be run before we go to bed at night.
I know. Right.
You know, and I think, you know, that little Dominique who fell, you know, my heart goes out to her, because, I mean, the fact is, these kids are children.
Right.
You know, they're going to react to pressure sometimes.
Right.
It happens.
And does anybody want to talk about the, you know, we didn't talk about the Go Down Moses song.
Right.
Anybody want to talk about the weird relationship between the coaches and some of these girls?
There is not a weird relationship.
Well, I'll tell you something.
You get so close to these people. I mean, you're working out with them like 25 hours.
Yeah. Have you ever had any contact with that Bella Caroli?
I met him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strange gentleman, actually.
My wife actually was coached by Bella Caroli when she was doing gymnastics. He came by to a gymnastics camp that she was at for a week.
Uh-huh.
And said that he's not nearly as sweet and hello, oh, great. He's a little tougher than what you see on TV.
Well, but
Don and I have examined a far darker side of Bella that we're curious about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You tell me it's not there under the surface.
No, it's the old way of coaching. I mean,
yeah.
I work with a lot of Russian coaches now. They're over from the Ukraine.
The old way of coaching.
Same way. Yeah, but it pays off.
It's just, I think what bothers Don and myself is the constant touching.
Well,
the petting.
Is it all good?
No petting.
I didn't mean petting like heavy petting. I meant
just patting on the
shoulders, head.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
look at football players and basketball players. They're constantly slapping.
Yeah,
but that's men slapping men.
You don't have like a 55-year-old man, you know, that's constantly groping at a 14-year-old girl.
Well, see, that should make it easier to handle, to be able to know that nothing else is going on there, to know that this is a coach relationship.
Well, you sure are ready with these answers.
There you go.
She's almost like you've been trained.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like maybe.
No, come on. Actually, no.
It's a cover-up.
It's not a cover-up. It's not a conspiracy. Everything is, it's just...
Mm-hmm. Those coaches also, you know, and this is not the deep, dark thing, but the coaches just seem to be, it's like, come over to me as soon as you get done so I can get the camera time.
Sure.
Especially that coach with the black mustache.
Steve Bruno.
Oh, God. See, what's his name? Steve Bruno?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know why you see him on TV? Tom Shales had it right yesterday in the Washington Post. He wrote, the reason that the coaches get so much airtime is because they're frustrated athletes, and the guys in the booth who are directing,
right,
they feel the same way. They go, hey, there's somebody we can identify with.
Sure.
There's the guy who's not really doing the job. Let's give him the airtime.
That's so true.
That's exactly true.
Right.
Yeah.
This is all so easy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you were abused when you were a gymnast by your coach. And thank you for being on the Sally, Jesse, Don, and Mike show. Goodbye, you crazy pixie. We'll be right back.
Radio God.
I give up kids for the British show in Paris.
Don and Mike. Of all the employees, they're the Westinghouseiest. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Hi.
in the Westinghouse, just at least for a couple of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know what happens on that front. Phone call is coming in a few seconds. Your calls, your live calls, and a rotating random phone scan. Andre Cantor.
Yeah, the guy that says goal.
Yeah, the guy that screams goal. He'll be here in the next hour. We'll make our daily call to the Globic Olympic Village in a few moments and play also today the game with the cell phones and the shopping centers and the grocery stores and drug stores. You get wacky names paid.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And oh, yes, Charlie Sue and Stablab coming by today for the Charlie interview. But, you know, every week, God love those senior citizens. We find a story that features a senior citizen. We're able to call the individual and give them some Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah, there's not a senior citizen that we've had on the show that hasn't liked chicken.
Oh, we got it. Excuse me. We have this week's story right here. Our senior citizen of the week, two-fisted granny, beats burglar black and blue.
I love these stories.
Lois Crowley is a 74-year-old grandmother with diabetes and high blood pressure. But when a punk tried to break into her home, she beat him so badly he wound up in the hospital.
There you go, Granny.
I wasn't scared. I was mad as hell, she says.
Yeah.
At 74, but I know how to look after myself.
Oh, I love her already.
She was at her home in Georgia watching over four of her grandkids when a young stranger with a real wild look on his face pounded on the door and demanded to use the phone. When she refused, he grabbed my arms and pushed me back in the house. So I gave him a big, hard push. He went flying out the door.
Yeah.
He landed on his back, and I landed right on top of him.
There you go.
That's when the granny lit into the punk.
Yeah.
I was so mad, I was clawing and punching him. He rolled me off and got to his feet, grabbed my arm, and tried to drag me in the house. I thought, he's crazy. I can't let him in the house, not with the youngins in there.
Yeah, what's happening here?
The youngins. Now, we'll call her in a second to see if the story jives up here. I gave him a good hard smack on the face, and he let me go.
Wow.
I reached out and grabbed his ankles. Down he went again. I jumped up and kicked him several times. She ran into the house, called 911. When the cops arrived, the punk had vanished. But they arrested the man a half mile away. Got him.
Good. Hope he was bleeding. I tell you, she looks tough. Looks like a big woman.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Mm.
Hey, baby.
Where's the fire? There she is, 74.
Hello.
Is this Lois?
Yes, it is.
Is this Lois Crawley?
Right.
Lois, hello. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. And we're calling because we want to give you some Popeye's fried chicken for being the Don and Mike Senior Citizen of the Week.
Let's hear it for Lois.
Yay.
A round of applause for Lois for beating up that burglar.
Is that a true story, Lois?
Well, part of it is.
Oh, what part was true and what part wasn't true?
I didn't exactly just beat him all to pieces. He fell out. I shoved him out of the door and fell out on top of him.
And did he hurt himself when he fell the first time?
Well, the police said his head was bloody and his arms was bloody and his elbows, legs, his arms were skint. Said he was just bloody. And anyway, they carried him to the emergency room.
Oh, man, I'm glad. I'm glad you drew blood on him, Lois.
So, how does it feel, huh? You took the matters into your own hands, and if you pardon my French, you kicked a little ace.
Yeah, it says in the story you were never afraid. You were just mad, right?
I kicked him on his legs.
Ah, that's great.
So now, that other part wasn't turned up where I could get to it.
Oh, his ass. Okay, I got you.
I just kicked him on his legs and run in the house and locked the door.
What kind of a cowardly punk was this, huh? What, now, did you see the guy then when the police got him?
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes after I got in the house, the police done went and caught him and picked him up.
Yeah?
Brought him back here for me to identify him.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Good job.
Now, listen, Lois, what kind of publicity have you gotten from this? Have you been contacted by TV shows or newspapers?
Oh, I don't know how many television things.
Yeah. Well, you're a role model for other senior citizens. You're not going to take it anymore. That's terrific.
Do you like fried chicken?
Oh, I like white meat.
You like white meat?
You're right.
Do you like Popeye's chicken?
I haven't ever been there.
It's spicy.
Oh. Yeah, it's a little spicy, but we think you might like it.
Well, okay.
We'd like to send you a 12-piece pack of Popeye's chicken for being the Don and Mike Senior Citizen of the Week. And for kicking some ass.
And, you know, we like to get a We like to get our senior citizens on the show to say Don and Mike kick ass. And since you've really done it, can you say that for us? Because we'll use it on our regular tapes.
Well, all right.
All right, it's Don and Mike kick ass. All right, ready, Lois?
All right.
Here she is.
Go ahead.
Am I supposed to say that?
Yes, we'd like you, yes, we'd like you to say
that. Granny said that word.
Oh, Granny? Yeah, yeah, so you just say, Don and Mike kick ass.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Hey!
Beautiful.
Great job.
Okay, are you up for one more, Lois? Are you up for one more? How about this? How about Don and Mike are a gay?
Said what?
Don and Mike, that's us, are a gay.
That's A-G-A-Y. A gay.
Oh, I don't say that.
Oh, that's just a little gag we have on the show. Listen, where's the Liza Minnelli tape? Let me play her the tape of Liza Minnelli saying.
Yeah, Liza Minnelli said it. We'll play you the tape, Lois, when Liza said it on the show.
Would you say it if Liza Minnelli... You know who Liza Minnelli is, right?
You've heard of Liza Minnelli, haven't you, Lois?
Oh, I've heard word.
You know Liza with a Z? You know her mom was Judy Garland?
New York, New York. She sings that song, you know.
Yeah.
All right, here she is. Listen now.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike... How can I say this? Are gay.
See? See, that was good?
Well, I say they are gay.
Say what?
They're a gag?
A gag. Yeah. All right, you could say that. Would you say that, Lois? Would you say Don and Mike are a gag?
Yeah, Don and Mike's a gag.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Right. You did a good job, Lois.
All right, close enough. Lois, are you still, let me see. Are you still with your husband? Is your husband still with us?
No, I kicked him out.
You what?
Over 30 years ago. Wow.
30 years ago, you kicked him out. Way to go, Lois. You're a feisty old broad, aren't you?
Trying to find out is there a special man in your life, Lois?
No.
Hmm. Maybe we could make a love connection for Lois. Are you interested in finding a new man?
I don't think so. Not at this late date.
Not at this late date. All right, Lois. Well, listen, we're very proud of you for beating up the bad guy and having him get hauled off to jail.
That's why Lois Crawley is our Don and Mike Senior Citizen of the Week.
And we love you.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Love everybody.
Love everybody.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, brother.
There you go.
Are you watching the Olympics?
Huh?
Are you watching the Olympics?
No, I don't go for sports. I don't do much TV. I live in the garden.
You live in the garden?
Mostly, yeah.
Mm. Do you have some nice tomatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Well, I'm just asking if her tomatoes are okay.
You're sick. Next you ask her to sing Go Down Moses.
Yeah, them tomatoes
are
doing fine.
Oh, that's great.
Our tomatoes are doing fine.
There you go. That's great. You're in the garden. You don't watch the Olympics.
No.
No, I don't watch the Olympics.
Don't watch the Olympics. Well, we're doing great, you know.
Oh, yeah.
USA all the way.
Man, you're a great American, Lois.
Well, I hope so.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. We really want to send you the chicken. Do you want the chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have it with your grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
All
right.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that.
Chicken. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, little Christina, she loves them chicken legs and all
that. Yeah, I love them chicken legs.
God bless her. That's great. We'll get her as many chicken legs as she wants.
Yeah, we'll send you some trophies. I mean, you know, we'll send you some breasts.
Yeah, some trophy chicken.
All right.
Chicken breasts. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, listen, do you like Kathy Lee Gifford?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, she doesn't watch much TV.
I don't know her.
She's in the garden. She doesn't know who Kathy Lee is.
Imagine that. Someone who doesn't know who Kathy Lee is.
I like that. And she beat the crap out of a burglar.
Hold on a second, darling. That is our senior citizen of the week. That is Lois Crawley. Everybody.
I like Lois.
Yeah. We got a break. We'll come right back. We have this much time before the soccer guy gets here to take your phone calls. So if you want to get on the line to get on the air, please do it right now on our toll-free lines, 1-800-636-1067. All across America, we'll take your calls on a phone scan next.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Currently living in exile from the Disney Corporation, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's take your phone scan right now.
Can I ask you one Olympic question about the Dream Team?
Yes, at 1-800-636-1067. That's the toll-free number. Yes.
I was having a heated discussion with Scott the Dwarf out in the hallway.
Scott the argumentative dwarf.
And
I heard him.
I was telling him that I'm not into the Dream Team because the results are a foregone conclusion. Is there any team at all in the Olympics that has even the remotest chance of winning the of beating the Dream Team.
My opinion?
Yeah.
Strictly my opinion? Yes.
Well, which team would it be?
Any team.
Oh, any team.
I really think, I mean, I don't know what the other teams are like,
right.
But I know that this Dream Team,
mm-hmm.
as compared to certainly the first one and even the second one,
right.
This one is only winning games like by 6 and 7 points.
Really? Okay. All right. Good.
And at least in the exhibition. And
I like that. I like the fact that that to me makes it exciting. Knowing what the results are going to be going in, it's like seeing something that's already been played and you know the results
well,
already.
Well, when they were on Saturday night, when I was forcing Buzz and Marcia,
right.
Nuz and Narsha to watch it, when they were playing, who were they playing? Nuz? It was Australia or something like that.
No, but it was some. I don't remember.
You know, and all the other countries.
And it was Argentina. That was Argentina.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
that was Argentina.
Their uniforms really suck. All of the other countries, the uniforms look like... Remember that movie Hoosiers?
Right.
That is what all of the other basketball teams look like that play against us.
Just to, for the sake of argument here, so I understand what I'm talking about, they can use, like, Italy, for example, which has a very extensive pro basketball program over there. They can use their pros, too, right? Okay.
If we didn't have our pros, most likely our college guys would get creamed.
Okay.
So we got our pros over there.
Right.
But and again, just my opinion, I don't know, but from watching it, it looks like these pros really don't have the same mission. The first Dream Team,
right.
Their mission was to go over there and absolutely just kick. I know he said a lot today, but kick ass.
Right.
I mean, you got to win every game. You got to win every game by 50. If you don't win by 50, you're not holding up the tradition.
Uh-huh.
These guys are much more into going down and making a behind-the-back pass and through the legs and going in for the flashy slam dunk.
Because I was arguing with Scott that USA, I love to see us win medals, but when you know that it's already a done deal, that takes the Olympic flavor out of it.
No, those guys are not as much of an absolute positive thing as you would think.
But it still will be a major story that if some country manages to upset them, right?
Yeah, you know who really is the real Dream Team? Our women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we lost the caller. Sorry about that. Our women absolutely are a buzzsaw.
Oh, yeah, they're they actually, I saw them standing next to Regis.
I would like to see our women play our men
mm-hmm.
in basketball. And I'd like to see them play in high-heeled shoes like in that commercial.
Yeah, legs pantyhose.
And I'd like the NBA guys to be on donkeys. Hello, Don and Mike show. Always gets back to donkey basketball.
We're going
to
do that someday.
That's a dream we have.
Mm-hmm.
Someday it'll be an Olympic event. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm calling from Sioux City, Iowa. First of all, I want to say I love you guys. My wife and I are both DJs here in Sioux City.
I just had a mental picture of you and I, just you and I.
Had to cut that guy off because he was a radio guy.
Disqualified. You and I on donkeys coming down the floor against a full team of women in bikinis and high heels.
And us wearing the big sombreros.
That is a sellout. As I sit here, that is a sellout crowd. Yeah.
Hello, San Diego, California.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are on the radio here, because I used to live in Washington. I listen to you guys all the time.
Yes, how refreshing it must be to hear us in San Diego on KCBQ.
Uh-huh. I love you guys so much. I missed your show for like 4 years.
Awesome. Thank you. Very glad.
Well,
very glad you're able to listen out
spread
there.
Spread the word out there in San Diego.
Yeah, we're on it. We are on a station that absolutely nobody listens to, so there's nowhere to go but up in San Diego.
Uh-huh. And the only reason I find out about you guys is because there's a little blurb about you in the paper that you're going to be on.
Oh, really? What did that say?
Just that there was a new format or whatever, and you guys were going to be on, and they were starting your show.
Not a big headline or anything like that?
No.
Not a scathing editorial?
Uh-uh.
No, that'll come.
Yeah, it will.
Sorry.
You give it some time. Just wait till they hear today's show. What would the go down Moses and the Olympic coaches being pedophiles and everything?
Can I ask a question, too?
Sure.
For Ken Beatrice?
For Ken Beatrice? How long ago was it that you were here? 4 years?
Like 4 years. It's not dead.
Yeah. Listen, the show evolves constantly.
Yeah, Ken Beatrice, unfortunately, is no longer heard regularly. I guess he is, but he's not really.
Not on our show, he's not heard regularly anymore.
He's on that other station that you can't hear.
We got other new bits we do now.
Uh-oh. Oh,
okay. All right, get up to speed. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, take your time. You'll catch up with everything.
You've got some leeway here since you haven't listened for 4 years.
That's right. I've modified it. Now I go, bye now.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to, you were talking about Bella Caroli and I was kind of creepy and whatnot.
That's a good word.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
Ah, the great state of Maine. Okay, yes.
Well, Well, did you see the expose on 60 Minutes on Sunday night about Bella Caroli?
I think I'd seen it the first time they ran it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a new one. Yeah. He's kind of a creepy guy in general, isn't he?
You know what I hate? I hate the fact that show's on against America's Funniest Home Videos. And every week, I got to flip the coin. Is it Saget or is it 60 Minutes?
He's very controversial. Not only is he creepy, he's controversial, too.
Well, they had young girls that had been with him that had developed eating disorders. If you really look closely at all of these girls, they're not, you can't see their ribs because they couldn't be that thin or they wouldn't have enough muscle, but they've all got dark circles under their eyes.
Frank Gifford should be the coach for our Olympic team then. Hey, listen, get a little big in the ace.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I guess he berates them about their diet quite a bit.
When they go into puberty, he calls them fat cows.
Yeah, but you know what is weird about that? What is weird about that is when you see the Pixies being interviewed,
mm-hmm.
The journalists always bring that up. They always say, boy, you've got the guys yelling at you and screaming at you and you're hurt and he's calling you a pig. And the Pixies always say, that's what I need.
Right.
That's what I want. This is what has made me to get to the spot where I am right now.
They said that on 60 Minutes, and the argument to that was, you know, how much does a 14-year-old, who's constantly under this pressure, really know what they want? And that's the major controversy. And Bella, they showed actually some of that particular piece showed some of his coaching, where he was, where he's just he's a little tough to handle. But then you see him on the Olympics when it's like, oh yeah, way to go, good job.
Well, yeah, that's when they're doing a good job. You can imagine in the privacy of the gym when they're screwing up, him screaming
you
and yelling.
Pig. I spit on you.
it could be, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Thank you. Got to go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That was Bella Caroli calling.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I would like to get started in radio. And
Who wouldn't? Everybody gets a show these days.
And I want to ask your advice about how to go about learning how to operate the board.
I don't know if this has been his first surgery.
Apply himself well.
These are some of the things I look for in the young MD.
It's way up there.
Out of Cooperstown. Cooperstown, New York. Listen, here's the first thing you got to know. You want to get into radio?
Yes.
Do you like fat chicks?
Sure.
All right, you're in.
You're in. That's the only qualification you need.
That's all you need.
That easy.
You got to like fat chicks. Okay?
Should I go to school or anything?
You got it. You like fat chicks.
Go to get the yellow pages. Go to radio stations. Just start calling them. Say, hey, I like fat chicks. And somebody will hire you.
I like fat chicks, and Don and Mike said I'd get a job because of that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Eric Spelling. Put me through.
No, this is Aaron Spelling.
Yeah.
I am the love boat. I am Dynasty.
Aaron Spelling here.
I am in the Lombard Bungalow right now. I cannot be disturbed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major controversy on the phone right now. We have two Aaron Spellings.
No, we're doing a big deal today for Topless Olympics.
Okay.
We're getting ready.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sal on the phone.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
This is Jeff. I'm calling from Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes, hey, Jeff, hi.
How you doing? I love you guys' show out here. It really sounds good. Keeps us laughing all day at work here.
Thank you. Are you drinking?
Am I drinking?
Yes.
Not till off work.
All right, you had that sound.
Oh, I usually sound like this.
Do you sound like you're wasted most of the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
But I'm not here, that's what I'm doing.
You're not here.
Gotcha.
Well, and then it probably carries over into when you're sober.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, especially in the morning, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hold on.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
There you go. Let me give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to back to Ellicott City, Maryland.
Huh? What is it? You want to give? What is it? You think this is the Arsenio show?
Absolutely.
I want to give a shout out.
A shout out.
Yeah, you know what's frightening is we're heard in Ellicott City, Maryland. Too,
I know
so
you are.
The communication linkage is starting to cover the world.
All right, go ahead. Do your silly shout out.
All right, I want to say hi to my mom and father.
Hello? What is this guy doing?
Well, what happened there?
Drinking on the job has caused another industrial accident.
Yeah, what is the deal with this? Hello?
I want to give a shout out to my mom, and then he was sucked into the machinery.
Police said the man had been drinking since 4 a.m.
and should not have been operating heavy equipment.
We'll tell your mom you said hi. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Will calling from Ocean City.
Yes, hello, Will.
Hey, Jack. Just want to tell you guys congratulations and thanks for mentioning us on the radio.
Where are you from?
Ocean City.
Oh, what store?
Shade Shack.
Oh, the Shade Shack, yeah. Man.
Now you can walk into the Shade Shack when you're down there the next time and hold your head up high.
Yeah, so much respect.
King of Ocean City. Mm-hmm. I could get myself one of those nice little Burger King crowns. Wear that. Well, you know, we're going back to Ocean City again for the Labor Day.
That's great. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get you a golf shirt with a big embroidery and really big letters embroidered that says Don on it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a joke for Don and Mike.
Yes. You're on the air. I'm ready for your joke. Here we go.
Okay. How is an ex-wife like a condom?
How is an ex-wife like a condom?
If you take it off or if you use it.
If she's not on your Woody, she's in your wallet.
She what?
If she's not on your Woody, she's in your wallet.
Bad joke.
Boy, that sucks.
That's terrible.
Well, you stink.
That bad, huh?
You're bad, yeah. Man. You're bad.
Bad joke.
You know, you're banned. You can never call the show again. You know, as a matter of fact, you can't listen anymore. Turn it off. I'm serious. You can't listen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Besides, an ex-wife generally is not on your Woody. If you know, if she was on your Woody, she probably wouldn't be your ex-wife. She might be your current wife. Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air.
You have a way. You have a method of a way of crystallizing things.
Yes. Hello.
And
I speak the modern language of today's modern listener, Mike.
I'm sorry. I had to turn down my radio.
You can communicate with today's modern listener.
Hello.
And you were talking about Major Dick Johnson.
Today's media savvy listener. Like
that's
this
right.
Fella right here.
Sure, this guy right here.
Well, top of his class.
I am sure he's media savvy.
Hello.
In fact, that's his name, media savvy.
That's right. And Vice President Dick Johnson.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I had to hang up on that guy. That last caller was too stupid. Hello.
Hi, this is Pokey the Hypnotist. They'll know who I am.
Well, this is us, and we don't know who Pokey the Hypnotist is.
Is this Don or Mike?
Both of us.
We're both here.
Oh, you don't remember when I came down to wave us?
Oh, are you the lady that hypnotized me that time?
Exactly.
Oh, you remember we had the lady, and I did not believe in hypnotism.
Yeah,
the lady,
she hypnotized you.
The lady hypnotized me and seriously put me to sleep in the middle of the station's control room.
And that's the time. That is the time that we actually painted your private parts blue, and we put you on the street in the middle of Lee Highway in Arlington, Virginia, and we had cats lick honey off your nipples. And you know, you've always said you didn't do that. And so how do you know you weren't conscious?
Yes. Hello. Hello, hypnotist.
Hello. I just called to.
The only part of that that's not true is the part about the honey. Everything else is absolutely true. They didn't paint my genitals blue and everything.
It was Tabasco sauce.
Uh-huh. No, I just have a joke for you.
Oh, another joke. Oh, boy, we're lucky today.
It's going to be funny.
All right.
What's a mile long and has two teeth?
Oh, is it the front row of a Willie Nelson concert?
No, the unemployment line in West Virginia.
Okay. All right, no more jokes.
No more jokes, please, everybody. All right, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
I went to see Dennis Murphy this last weekend.
Oh, in Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
City. I went to the baseball game.
Yes. He's quite an entertainer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's made his mark on Sioux City, and I think he's a Sioux City legend now.
He is the Wayne Newton of Sioux City, Dennis Murphy.
That's right.
Dennis is getting his own place in Branson, Missouri now, the Dennis Murphy Dinner Theater.
Welcome to the Dennis Murphy Theater.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
It's a great show, too, when all the men on horseback reenact the battle between Dennis Murphy and Carl Grossman.
You're on the air.
You have to pick sides.
Hello.
Hello.
You get a chicken to eat with your hands.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, are these the thing calls?
Yes, you're the last caller. Hi, who's this?
Marcella.
Hi, Mara. You're on the air. Marcella's like Marcella's from Pulp Fiction.
Are we cool?
We cool.
Yeah, pretty similar.
I'd just like to say, why are you calling right now? I don't think it's real fair to be using my name on the Don and Mike Show. You got a problem with that?
No, no problem at all.
All right, Marcellus.
You know, hey, I was just calling to say I love you guys, and I listened to you while I was in labor, giving birth to my daughter, and it was a great distraction.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
It was
wonderful. You know, Mike and I are licensed OBGYNs. We could have come over and popped that baby for you.
Oh, if only I had known.
Yeah, you could have listened to us live and had a trouble-free delivery.
Well, that would have been wonderful.
Maybe
next time.
All right. Thank you. Well, let us know.
Okay. I have a quick joke. You'll laugh, I swear.
Please.
No more jokes.
No more jokes.
Just one.
No more jokes. No.
We don't take jokes.
No. Oh, come on.
No
jokes.
The answer is no.
No jokes. No.
Free ham.
No. No jokes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. What was that joke?
It was a nasty joke.
Oh, all right. All I heard is free ham.
Free ham.
We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting live from the Comedy Breakfast Buffet, the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California, on our radio station, KHTK. In Lafayette, Louisiana. We're on Sports Radio KC, KACY. And as always, our thanks for listening out there in Ocean City, Maryland, on 97.1 The Fox.
Yeah.
That's WL something. W something. It sounds like the Fox, you call it, or something. Something W Fox.
WFOX.
Now here is, now it's Andreas. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
We want to make sure we pronounce your name correctly.
You're pronouncing it correctly.
Andreas?
So far, so good.
Andreas Cantor.
So far, so good.
Now, I saw you out in the lobby. You looked to be insulted, and rightly so. Here you are, great man, a great soccer announcer. Got here a little early for his interview today.
Right.
It's one thing you got to sit out there and listen to us interview the senior citizen of the week, who we give the chicken to.
Right.
But I had great fun.
You're insulted, though, sitting out there waiting when you hear us taking these stupid phone calls from our listeners, aren't you?
Not
just
really.
A little bit insulted?
Not really.
I was
having fun.
You had the look out there of a very busy, very important man who is being made to wait to come on a radio show, and I wanted to apologize for that.
You got me slipping.
Yes, well, I caught you out there.
So please accept our humble apology for making you wait.
I accept it.
Before, because we know internationally, around the world, and in the soccer community, you are a legend.
Thank you very much.
In the soccer with your...
Apologies accepted.
Those right. Stupid phone calls, though, mean the world to us. See, those people...
We live for them.
They're our listeners. They're mm-hmm. our lifeline.
Right.
And they got to come first. No offense. I'm sure you feel the same way.
I understand.
About your many listeners.
I understand.
Now, this book right here, Goal, mm-hmm. and you spell it the right way, G-O-O-O-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
Goal!
Was it about 5 or 6 years that we became aware of this? Somebody actually got us a tape of you when you were doing that.
Right.
You were playing a very... Do you do that for every goal? Do you go nuts on every single goal that's scored?
Almost in every goal.
Almost in every goal.
Yeah, usually I have a very high intensity when I call games. And, of course, I'm not going to call the goals all the same. It's not the same when you have, like, a score of 5-0 and here comes the sixth goal. It doesn't make any sense of, being emotional.
But you got some drama. You got a 1-1 game. You got a game-winning goal.
Sure.
So in that case, would you maybe go, goal?
Well, it happened, how did it go?
Goal.
Not,
I was just wondering, it was like 7-0, you get to the eighth goal and you go, hey, goal.
Not really that way, but it happened a couple of weeks ago when D.C. United in Washington was beating Dallas very bad.
Right.
And in the sixth goal, there was no emotion. There was just a blow-up, just goal.
What about
just
goal? It's the end of the game. It's the very end. There's 16 seconds left in the game and it's nothing, and the other team calls gets a goal. What would that sound like?
Oh, I'd probably go crazy.
Really?
I think we'll get one maybe out of him. Right? Is that what your publicist told us? You give us one? Do we get?
Is that what he told you?
Do we get just one?
No, I usually don't do it.
Look at the title of your book. What a ripoff! That's the reason we got you here.
I have to see a goal. I have to see a goal. I have to see a game. I get into
right.
games.
None we can Don. We can recreate that if we get a ball in here.
Give me a ball. Somebody get me a ball.
And you can do it in your native tongue.
I'm gonna fit you up because I've been listening. You're a great impersonator. So I'll set you up if you want, and you guys
great impersonators.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think he can take the compliment a little more than me, but thank you very much. Listen, soccer. They call it football in your country, right?
Right, in the rest of the world.
Right. But we know here in America, the real football, is the National Football League.
Right.
Have you ever thought about calling an NFL game? Do you like NFL football?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
We felt like we... Here we go. A billiard ball. We
gotta
get a pool ball.
All right.
You're not gonna get much out of that.
Can I ask you a favor? If we'd stand over on the side here, Don will be the goal shooter. I will be the goalie. And if you could give us play by play as Don is dribbling down.
Who's gonna yell goal?
Please, you. Come on.
You're gonna be the goal guy.
You are. Right,
just do the play by play in Spanish like you would do it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then it's Donaldo y Miguel.
Donaldo y Miguel. I thought it was Mickey.
This is for the World Cup.
All right. Okay. 2 seconds left, right?
Yeah, 2 seconds left.
Tiene la pelota Don. Al peligro. Le pasa Mike. Ahí viene. You're going to do it. Come on.
I already scored the goal.
Okay. Where? All right, wait. Don, you have to dribble longer so we get more of the
play-by-play. All right.
Play.
Okay.
And then when he scores the goal, you say it. You say it just like you please.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
For me.
All right.
You never tiene la pelota Don. ¿Qué le va a pasar a Mike? Hay peligro. Le va a pegar. Le pegó. Shoot it. Come on. Le pegó. Gol.
Oh, you know what that was? That's like a...
That's half-hearted, man.
We had a tape of you doing that when you went nuts, where you gave yourself a hernia, you did it so loud.
Man, we love that. We used to love that.
I'm still recuperating.
You're still recuperating from that? All right.
Still listen. Well, God bless you. You know, I mentioned the other day you like Benny King. Benny King has taken that song, Stand By Me. One thing. Whole career, people love Benny King. All he does is sing Stand By Me. Same with you with that word.
Thanks.
Same with that word. That's all you need. Go. Have you ever met the fat guy on Sabato Gigante?
Yeah, it's a good friend.
Yeah, no. You know what? I'll tell you
Sabato Gigante? Is that where you go?
Sabato Gigante?
Yeah.
I don't... Sabato Gigante.
Sabato Gigante.
Sabato Gigante.
Yeah.
I don't speak the language, but I love watching Univision, and I love watching that show. You know why?
Why?
That show is a combination of The Price is Right, The Family Feud. It's got everything. It's got women in bathing suits coming out. It's got a little Wheel of Fortune. They play some games. They got some singers.
What's the name of the guy that hosts that show on?
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco.
Yeah. Bueno. We're all very proud of him. It's our top rated show. One of the top rated shows after soccer.
After soccer.
Yeah.
So you're the number one guy at Univision.
Oh, soccer is not me.
Yeah, soccer is, but yeah. You're the main man. Games. You're the main play-by-play guy for soccer.
Uh-huh.
You're the Johnny Carson of Univision.
Really?
You can say it.
Yeah,
come on, you think so?
Or he's the Pat Summerall of Univision.
Yeah. Well,
or I wouldn't say Jim Lampley, the Jim McKay of Univision. No,
am
that's
I
not
that old?
Huh?
Am I that old? I
mean, we're trying to find the right guy that you are for Univision.
Oh, I try to be a good play-by-play man. I mean, all the people that you're referring to, you know, are legends in the sport of broadcasting, and it's just great if you guys think I'm like them.
I got a soccer question for you. Why? Why do those people really, in some of those games when I see, where they really, they start killing each other. They start killing the referee, killing
the fans,
hitting each other over the head with boards.
Yeah,
why does that happen?
It happens everywhere. It's not just in soccer. A couple of weeks ago at the Garden, I mean, you had a riot on a boxing match.
You're right. That's real good. I bet you were waiting for that one to happen so you could answer the question that way.
Not really. Yeah. Not really. I mean, it happens in all the sports. It's just that, you know, you lose soccer without much more intensity. It's just life or death.
But, you know, in fairness to soccer and boxing, in boxing they don't helicopter in referees because if they have to helicopter them out after the game because otherwise...
Isn't that mainly the British and the Germans that go crazy, though?
Everybody goes
crazy.
Well, pretty much everybody, but not all the time. You know, soccer is played 365 days a year around the world. And
right.
There are so many games.
Didn't they just have the big thing with England and Germany with the fans really like going crazy? And
yeah,
in Britain, they're printing like Nazi stuff in the newspaper and stuff like that?
Right. It was during the European Cup. But, you know, as I said, there are so many games throughout the year that, you know, things are going to happen.
Is there any one particular rivalry that stands out in your mind as far as two countries or two teams where you know it's always going to be involved?
In each continent, there's like England, Germany, like you said, Argentina, Brazil, and South America. The U.S. now with Mexico is having a great rivalry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I did not know that rivalry existed.
Oh, yeah, because the U.S. has gotten that much better, and now they can compete with the rest of the world. And, you know, in the region, the U.S. and Mexico are having a great time.
You know, we are connected to them down on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Geographically speaking,
right.
It's the United States, Mexico on the bottom, and we have Canada on top of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And Don... Technically, that means also connected to Central America and then on to South America.
And so on.
And so on. We're pretty smart guys, aren't we?
Have you ever thought about...
I guess you took your geography lesson as well.
You know who John Madden is, right?
Yeah.
He's the most popular football announcer in America. You know, we fans love him because he talks about the game in a way that we could understand. He says when a guy gets the snot knocked out of him, he says, whoa, you can see the snot coming through the air. Look at the blood. Have you thought about utilizing any of John Madden's style with what you do? Keeping in mind that you do you call your game your own way.
Mm-hmm.
But the best people borrow a little bit from so-and-so, a little bit from so-and-so. Or is there anything like that in the realm of soccer broadcasting?
Well, if I borrow anything from John Madden, probably my listeners wouldn't understand because I speak in Spanish now. But really...
Well, I figured that you would speak it in Spanish. I just meant it.
No, of course. What I'm trying to say is that I tried to...
Well, this guy's a super stiff.
I tried to... I really tried to be straight to the point and just use the simplest words so everyone can understand the game.
Well, then that's the answer. That was the answer that you wouldn't do that because with you the game comes first.
Now, when you are in South America, Central America, Mexico, when you walk down the street, are you mobbed? Are you instantly recognized? And are you very popular and a major star in those countries?
Kind of, yeah.
And how do you handle that? Do you enjoy that?
I enjoy it. It comes with, you know, being on television every day.
Right.
Usually,
I listen to the way he says that. Yeah, television every day.
That's
goal.
See, we've always dreamed about being on television. Uh-huh. We're very jealous.
We'd like to be on once a week, let alone every day.
That's right.
You know, it's the price that comes with, you know, with being on TV, really.
Right.
You get a lot of groupies? A lot of soccer groupies?
Yeah.
Everywhere. You single guy? You single or married?
Married.
Married.
Any kids? Any kids?
Two
kids?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah. Where's your wife live? Where's your family?
Miami.
In Miami.
Miami, Florida.
Now listen, we had Ed Koch on yesterday, an interview that went almost as badly as this one's going. He had a book. Now, would you mind if I just picked a page at random and read out of your book?
Go ahead.
Okay.
About, I don't know, page 171?
Page 171. Okay, Dom will give us a reading.
Oh, hold on a second.
All right. Do you have your wrong...
Wrong page.
I'm not prepared. Wait.
Don is actually setting up a great gag at this point, and it's...
There you go.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
171.
She started taking off her clothes, so very slowly.
Don?
And she kept incredible eye contact with my husband.
I believe that's the wrong book, Don. You have the wrong book.
She had him help take off her fishnet hose.
No, that's not the right book.
That's the wrong book. Then she stripped, got up, went over to Marty.
No, Don.
And slowly rubbed her body down his.
You have.
Breathing heavily on his neck and ears and driving him crazy.
Don, stop it. You've got the wrong book. That's one of the books you took out of your desk.
Okay. See, that's just a gag.
That's a little gag. We did it with the mayor of New York yesterday.
Lots of books.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Is there any racy stuff in this book at all?
No, it's just the history of the World Cup.
Wow. The history of the World Cup?
Yeah, from 1930 when I was a young kid until 1994.
Now look, here's a picture of you and, the greatest soccer player in America, David Letterman. There you are with our greatest soccer player, David Letterman.
Yeah, there he was.
When were you on the David Letterman show?
During the World Cup in 1994.
Let me ask you a question. When you were on Letterman, did you do the real big goal? Did you really?
Of course.
But you can't do it for us.
They played a game. They played a real World Cup game during the broadcast, and I got into it.
Oh, so you actually looked at the real World Cup game and you did. Oh, so if we had a tape of real World Cup,
it would probably help.
Oh man! Oh, see, we didn't know that.
Only we'd known.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't tweak it up with us just playing in the hall.
I can't pretend. Really.
Go to the left. Go to the right. Go to the left and fight, fight, fight. He goes up. He scores. He shoots. He scores. Goal! Goal! Goal!
See, we did that, and we didn't write the book. We're not selling a book.
That's why you're not on television.
How tough was that? How tough was that? Come on, give us one.
Did you say it's good we're not on television?
Give you one.
It's good. You know, I got to be honest. You know, you're a member of the big man's club, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, really. I mean, if we're talking. Go! Go!
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Right. It's a celebration of soccer. The book by Andres...
Andres
Cantor. Andres Cantor.
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
The world's greatest lover, right here.
Yeah, Andres Cantor.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andres.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Soccer.
All right. That's good. A history of soccer, and, of course, the USA in the Olympics now doing very well in soccer.
All right. Like the guy could say stupid goal.
Yeah, I mean, we could just, you know, we wanted the big one.
Tough is it, you know?
That's the whole reason, you know.
Well, up here and we sell your book and everything. For me to say, what is your
goal? I thought we did a pretty good job.
I can't do it unless there's really a game going on. Goal! Goal! No.
You childish? You bet we are.
Yeah.
That's all what we wanted.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's okay.
Yeah, screw him. We'll be,
he was okay.
He was fine.
He was okay. He was fine. F-I-N-E, fine. Yeah, he was okay, absolutely 100% fine.
I did it for you. I can't do it again. Go!
You should have had a tape of a soccer game. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Yeah, like we'll do that.
All right.
Like Letterman had that for you.
Really wanted to hear that goal. I really wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, remember we had that tape?
Here's Mike and I over there, really, seriously, putting on some fine acting, doing playing a soccer game with a pool ball in front of them.
Going that extra mile, hopping out of the chairs.
Yeah.
Wow. You got up.
Doing whatever was needed. Yeah, that's right.
It's rare.
Go. I can't do anymore. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. What a bummer.
Okay. All right. Well. He'll get it someday. Yeah. Got to play a quick break. And we'll be right back. Commercials here. We're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Broadcasting live from the Ken Stevens Radio Sweatshop. Here's Don and Mike.
should have seen that soccer guy walking out of the station.
Yeah, I think he was talking about us.
Well, his publicist was walking out with him. And his publicist was walking three paces behind him. And the publicist had the head, head down, like it didn't go good. and the soccer guy appeared to be yelling at him.
Oh, really?
They really, well, not yelling, but...
Animatedly discussing the appearance.
Yeah. You know, we did the best we could with that guy.
Well, really, I mean, let's be honest. I'm looking at the book right here. The title of the book, G-O-O-O-A-L, like goal, and that's really what we wanted.
Now, I went back, and I looked at the packet we got from Simon & Schuster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dear Don and Mike, with the 1996 Summer Olympic Games being held in Atlanta, the launch of Major League Soccer, not business but soccer enthusiasm, then they say, goal, in real big letters. Then you go again, you see live on TV commentating up to 100 soccer games per year on your division, and again, goal! Mm-hmm. The word that has made Cantor's name and voice synonymous with soccer with the publication of Goal! Cantor combines his vast knowledge, starting Uruguay, giving readers his unique perspective, Goal! Which is published simultaneously in Spanish by Simon Schuster as Goal! La historia de la moto de por el mundo, and see the engaging prologue of the game of soccer, and Goal!
There you go.
Look at it's like eight times
right.
in the cover letter that they sent to us.
Not too much to ask, just to get the 100%, you know, and we wanted to get that look, like on the cover of the book, where he's got his hand over his ear, and his brow is furled, and, you know.
I really think he was seen because he was sitting out there.
Really?
When I walked by the one time after we did the senior citizen thing, I walked by and saw him sitting out there and didn't recognize him.
Didn't look real pleased.
He did not look happy. He had the look of a guy who thinks he's a star, having to wait.
Ah.
And I know that because that's the look that I have on my face all the time whenever I go anywhere.
Okay, I understand.
Okay?
All right.
They wouldn't do the stupid goal thing for us.
We wanted it bad, and we were dancing around like pixies.
For goodness sake. It's Wednesday, the 24th of July. Birthdays today. Here's something to get us right back on track.
Okay.
Ruth Buzzy.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday, Ruth Buzzy. Also, Michael Richards Kramer from Jerry Seinfeld. Carl Malone, Barry Bonds, and Linda Carter. The top-rated TV programs last week, according to the Nielsen ratings, the top five were Friends, Third Rock from the Sun, Jerry Seinfeld, Summer Olympics number two, Summer Olympics number one. NBC is winning a ratings gold medal with its Olympic coverage. The new ratings show that NBC is 1, 2, 3 in network programming.
That's why they pay the big dollars for it.
I guess, well, hold on, yeah. Oh, I see. There you go. It was number one with the Olympics, number two tied. There are two Olympic shows tied at number two.
There you go.
NBC had 9 of last week's top 10 programs. He was discovered driving a cab and went on to play B. Arthur's ex-husband in The Golden Girls and one of Oscar Madison's poker buddies in the Odd Couple movie. Herb Edelman had a very recognizable face, although you probably didn't know his name. Right. He is one of those guys.
Bald guy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Think about B. Arthur's ex-husband on The Golden Girls.
Right.
He was one of the guys that, like I said, sat around and played poker.
Very regular character actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's dead. We're not starting a death trifecta for him.
Okay.
And his wife is Christina Pickles. I only mentioned that name because I love that name.
She was
on the show St. Elsewhere.
Right. Christina Pickles.
Absolutely.
There you go.
There's trouble on the set of New York Undercover. Now, this is too bad to hear because I'm starting to get into this show. I like New York Undercover.
When's it on?
It's on Jerry Seinfeld time, which is why I've started watching it recently because Jerry Seinfeld's in reruns.
Okay.
Production on the show was stopped yesterday when stars Malik Yoba and Michael DiLorenzo didn't show for work. Uh-huh. The producer says the show will be shooting Monday either with them or with new stars.
Oh, boy.
Hey, so there we go.
Take it right now.
Two guys.
Cops.
Me and you.
Yeah. Man, undercover.
Yeah. New York.
Perfect.
One of the stars, they don't say which one, is demanding things like a new dressing room trailer, creative input into the show.
Please.
And $75,000 per episode. Demands like that are a virus sweeping through the TV industry.
Now, the Friends cast, and the Friends being a long-running, very successful mega hit.
They're not my friends.
They're asking $100,000 per episode. So this guy, this New York Undercover, not at the level that Friends is at.
No,
they want 75.
Cher suspected that her daughter might be a gay when she was 11 or 12. But when Chastity confirmed it several years later, it upset Cher. Why is there a story about Cher out? Does she have a new...
She's just done an interview, and whenever that happens, usually an excerpt of it shows up in the news.
And I think she's injected that stuff into her lips again.
Have you seen that funky hair she's got?
That's, it looks like it's maybe even thinning on top.
It's like a red, yeah. But it's that red-orangey color.
Yeah.
And the front, instead of the... Didn't she normally have it parted down the middle? It looks like she put a...
Yeah, I mean, very almost like the Pocahontas look.
It's like a Dumb and Dumber look she got out.
Right.
In the front, it looks like they just put a cereal bowl on her head and just cut right around the line.
And I saw her interviewed recently, and she looked like she had that collagen that was put in her lips again because she was answering the questions like this. And it was very frustrating.
Yeah, please, crabs and teeth.
I still talk to Sonny sometimes.
I like Cher. I'm a big fan of Cher.
Mm-hmm.
She says that her reaction to Chastity being gay surprised her because she thought she would be more tolerant. She was disappointed that Chastity wouldn't be marrying a guy and having kids. Oh, here's where this came from. Cher was interviewed by Chastity for the gay magazine The Advocate. In the interview, Cher admits that she had sex with women when she was young, but she says that that didn't last very long.
Uh-huh.
Before she jumped on Sonny's baloney pony.
Hi, this is Cher, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
That last part about the baloney pony, pony wasn't in the story. Uma Thurman. Oh, listen to this. Uma Thurman. And her desire for a tan all over has landed her in Playboy magazine.
There you go.
She was naked on a public beach at St. Bart's, and there will be a five-page pictorial of Uma Thurman in the All Together.
Oh, really? Now, were these sanctioned photos, or was it some guy hanging out of a hotel room?
No, guy with a long lens.
Some pervert.
Didn't we go on a broadcast where there was a nude... It might have even been in Bermuda where they were doing some sort of photo shoot, and there were models there?
Yes, there were.
And every guy, we were there with like five or six guys, and there's nothing, in my opinion, that is funnier than seeing two guys venture out along the beach for the sole purpose of seeing topless sunbathing, and you see these guys...
They're trying to be cool, like they're not there to see it.
Yeah, when those, you know, what are you walking down the beach for? Oh, just taking a stroll with my buddy here. Yeah, men don't walk on the beach really together. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. They're looking for trophies. And John Travolta. One last story about John Travolta real fast. He's better known for his acting than his singing, but... Now his records are becoming popular again, partly because his performance on American Bandstand.
Right.
He was on American Bandstand one time.
Yeah.
They're rerunning that show on VH1 all the time.
Right. He's a singing genius.
And now people are getting in to John Travolta, the singer. He says, quote, I was young and I was kind of exuberant in a very funny way. I find it a kick to see myself on American Bandstand, and now his album is being released on CD. John Travolta's reaction when he heard that? Why?
Yeah, when you hear this song, you'll ask yourself the same question.
John Travolta.
Hey.
Happens every time.
Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't go away.
Yeah.
Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in.
You were not.
I don't know. Wow. That was somebody liked it.
Wow.
You know what I find?
Here we go.
I find a little face and there isn't a trace of doubt in my mind. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in.
Hey, are you going to play the sound effect of the person that likes it again?
As soon as it comes back up on the cartridge.
Oh!
I'll just wait till that one comes up again.
I should be here in a second. I think he's dreaming.
There it is. All right, does somebody clean up this mess? I love that gag. I love that. Oh, watch out! Oh, ow!
Watch out. Oh, man.
Ow! Ah.
Oh, man, now there's shards of glass all over the floor.
You could spend the whole day playing the sound effects of glass breaking. Quick commercial break. We'll come right back. Say, who needs you, Mr. Soccer Guy? Who needs you?
We just scored a goal! We will be right back.
I said we will be.
I'll be right back.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. And now, from your Washington Sea Dogs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Happy hi, it's 10 until 6 on the East Coast, and it's 10 until 3 out west. As always, in between, please check your wrist. Charles Stuang Stabilak in the next hour, another interview, the Charlie interview.
All right!
Much like the Barbara Walters interview, the Charlie interview.
Yes, Charlie's compiling all of his, too, for a special this year, right before the Academy Awards.
And
I heard he was going to interview the gold guy.
And also the Global Olympic Village. We have had a lot of fun calling there every day this week, just talking to the local yokels.
Yeah, it's great to call down there. Yesterday we talked to the women from Spain.
And the day before that, a gal from Germany.
Yeah, it's working great, Beaver.
Make a call on that in a couple of seconds. And, of course, Charlie Special.